Lesson 2.4. Mini Story 2.4.2. Rup. Hi, how are you feeling today? How's your mood? I hope that you're feeling wonderful. So we are going to listen to the mini story lesson. I hope that you know our rules. As usual, you have to answer the questions quickly. So are you ready? In that case, breathe deeply, jump, run, dance, but please don't sit still, okay? And listen carefully. So let's go. There was one boy.
Was there a baby?
No, there wasn't a babies.
Was there a girl?
No, there wasn't a girl.
Was there a fisherman?
No, there wasn't a fisherman.
Was there an old woman?
No, there wasn't an old woman.
Who was there?
There was one boy.
Were there several boys?
No, there weren't several boys.
How many boys were there?
There was only one boy. His name was Rob. He was 9 years old.
Was his name Engel?
No, his name wasn't Engel.
Was his name Rio?
No, his name wasn't Rio.
Was his name Alan?
No, his name wasn't Alan.
What was his name?
His name was Rob.
Was he 10 years old?
No, he wasn't 10 years old.
Was he 7 years old?
No, he wasn't 7 years old.
How old was he?
He was 9 years old.
Was Anne 9 years old?
No, Anne wasn't 9 years old.
Was Angela 9 years old?
No, Angela wasn't 9 years old.
Who was 9 years old?
Rob was 9 years old. He went to school. He was a very clever boy. He liked learning languages.
Did he go to a library?
No, he didn't go to a library.
Did he go to a dance club?
No, he didn't go to a dance club.
Did he go to Uzbegim?
No, he didn't go to Uzbegim.
Where did he go?
He went to school.
Did Alice go to school?
No, Alice didn't go to school.
Did Samantha go to school?
No, Samantha didn't go to school.
Who went to school?
Rob went to school.
Was he very stupid?
No, he wasn't very stupid.
Was he very mad?
Nah, he wasn't mad.
Was he very clever?
Yes, he was very clever.
Was Sally very clever?
No, Sally wasn't very clever.
Was Jenny very clever?
No, Jenny wasn't very clever.
Who was very clever?
Rob was very clever.
Did he like learning a poem?
No, he didn't like learning a poem.
Did he like reading a newspaper?
No, he didn't like reading a newspaper.
Did he like swimming?
No, he didn't like swimming either.
Did he like playing football like Lionel Messi?
No, he didn't like playing football like Lionel Messi.
What did he like?
He liked learning languages.
Did Tom like learning languages?
No, Tom didn't like learning languages.
Who liked learning languages?
Our hero, Rob, liked learning languages. One day he wanted to learn the English, because he was not English. He was Japanese.
Did he want to dance?
Nah, he didn't want to dance.
Did he want to sing a song?
No, he didn't want to sing a song.
Did he want to learn Korean?
No, he didn't want to learn Korean.
Did he want to speak in Japanese language?
No, he didn't want to speak in Japanese language.
Why didn't he want to speak in Japanese?
Because he was Japanese.
He could speak Japanese language very well.
If so, which language did he want to speak in?
He wanted to speak in English, he really wanted to learn English. Did he desire to learn English?
Yes, he desired to learn English.
Did Anne want to learn English?
No,
Anne didn't want to learn English.
Did Johnson want to learn English?
No, Johnson also didn't want to learn English. Actually, who wanted to learn English?
Rob wanted to learn English.
Was Rob Uzbek?
No, he wasn't Uzbek.
Was he Canadian?
No, he wasn't Canadian.
Was he Spanish or was he Australian?
No, he wasn't Spanish. He wasn't Australian.
Where was he from?
He was from Japan.
Was Michael from Japan?
No, Michael wasn't from Japan.
Was Bob from Japan?
No, Bob wasn't from Japan.
Who was from Japan?
Rob.
Rob was from Japan. He decided to learn English. He bought a lot of English grammar books. He started learning English from grammar. He learned a lot of English words. He memorized words, but he couldn't learn very well.
Did he decide to go to the USA?
No, he didn't decide to go to USA.
Did he decide to go to England?
No, he didn't decide to go to England. Did he decide to learn how to speak French?
No, he didn't decide to learn how to speak French.
What did he decide to do? He decided to learn English.
Did he buy a lot of newspapers?
No, he didn't buy a lot of newspapers.
Did he buy a lot of magazines?
No, he didn't buy a lot of magazines.
What kind of books did he purchase?
He bought grammar books.
Did he buy Korean grammar books?
No, he didn't buy Korean grammar books.
Did he buy Italian grammar books?
No, he didn't purchase Italian grammar books.
Did he buy English grammar books?
Yes, he bought English grammar books.
Did he buy only one English grammar book?
No, he didn't buy only one English grammar book.
How many books did he buy?
He bought a lot of grammar books.
Did he start learning English by internet?
No, he didn't start learning English by internet.
Did he start learning English by TV shows?
No, he didn't start learning English by TV shows.
Did he start learning English by grammar books which he bought?
Yes, he started learning English from grammar books.
Did he learn fewer words?
No, he didn't learn fewer words.
Did he learn only one phrase?
No, he didn't learn only one phrase.
How many words did he learn?
He learned a lot of words.
Did he memorize a lot of words?
Yes, he memorized a lot of words.
Did he memorize a huge of words?
Yes, he memorized a huge of words.
How many percent of words did he memorize?
Too much.
He memorized too many words.
Could he learn very well?
Nah, he couldn't learn very well.
Why?
Did he learn very badly?
Yes, he couldn't learn new words very well. He wanted to learn it deep. That's why he went to a language school.
Did he want to learn it perfectly?
Yes, he wanted to learn it perfectly.
Did he want to learn it shallowly?
No, he didn't want to learn it shallowly. He wanted to learn it deeply, perfectly.
Did Anthony want to learn it perfectly?
No, Anthony didn't want to learn it perfectly.
Did Maria want to learn it perfectly?
No, Maria also didn't want to learn it deeply.
Who wanted to learn it deep?
Rob wanted to learn it deep.
Did he go to a gym school?
No, he didn't go to a gym school.
Did he go to a swimming school?
No, he didn't go to a swimming school.
Did he go to art school?
No, he didn't go to art school.
Did he go to a sports school?
No, he didn't go to a sports school either. Where did he go?
He went to a language school.
Did he go to language school for fun?
No, he didn't go to language school for fun.
Did he go there to play computer games?
No, he didn't go there to play games.
If so, why did he go to a language school?
He went there to learn English.
But in the language school, they taught English in Japanese language. After 1 year, he still couldn't speak English. He went to school every day.
What did they teach him?
More textbook, more grammar books, more word lists. But after 1 year, he couldn't speak English.
Did they teach him English language in Chinese?
No, they didn't teach him English language in Chinese.
Did they teach him English language in Korean?
No, they didn't teach him English language in Korean.
Did they teach him English language in Japanese?
Yes. They taught him English in Japanese language. After 1 year, could he speak?
No, he couldn't speak after 1 year.
After 2 years, could he speak?
No, he couldn't speak at all.
How many years did he spend?
He spent 1 year to learn English.
Could he take a result?
No, he couldn't take any kind of result.
Actually, where did he go to learn English?
He went to a language school.
Did he go to school once a week?
No, he didn't go to school once a week.
Did he go to school twice a week?
No, he didn't go to school twice a week.
How many times did he go to school?
He went to school every day.
What did they teach him?
More textbook, more grammar books, more word lists.
What do you think, if they are enough to speak in English?
Of course, no. They are not enough to speak in English.
Did Rob learn how to speak in English fluently by more textbook, more grammar books, more word lists?
No. He couldn't learn English by this way.
Then he started listening. He listened English every day.
Did he give up learning English after 1 year?
No, he didn't give up.
Did he continue reading textbooks?
No, he didn't continue reading textbooks.
Did he go on learning word lists?
No, he didn't go on learning word lists.
After a lucky step, what did he do?
He started listening.
Did he start listening to music?
No, he didn't start listening to music.
What did he listen?
He listened to English.
Did he listen to English only one day?
No, he didn't listen to English only one day.
Did he listen to English twice a week?
No, he didn't listen to English twice a week.
How many days did he listen to English?
Almost every day. He listened to English every day without stopping. After only 1 year, his speaking improved. He did not believe it. He was happy. Then he could speak English better than before. He continued to listen to English. He listened to English every day. Day by day, he spoke better and better.
He understood that listening was a powerful way to learn any language.
Did he feel the result after 1 year?
Yeah, he felt the result after 1 year.
How many years did he spend to speak English fluently?
He spent 1 year to speak English fluently.
Did he believe that he spoke very well?
No, he didn't believe it.
Was he sad?
No, he wasn't sad at all.
Was he awesome?
Yes, he was awesome.
Who was awesome?
Our hero Rob was awesome.
Now, could he speak worse than before?
No, he could speak better than before.
Could Jackson speak better than before?
No, Jackson couldn't speak better than before.
Could Dominic speak better than before?
No, Dominic couldn't speak better than before.
Could Rob speak better than before?
Without doubt, Rob could speak better than before.
And now, could he speak with native speaker?
Yes, he could speak with native speaker without any kind of difficulties.
Then he knew right away. After that, he decided to learn another language. By this method, he learned many languages. He was very happy. He was over the moon.
Did he decide to learn another language by listening?
Yeah. He decided to learn another language by this method.
Who decided to learn another language by listening?
Rob decided to learn another language by listening.
Did Caroline decide to learn another language by listening?
No, not Caroline. Rob decided to learn another language by listening.
Was he sad?
No, he wasn't sad at all.
Was he happy?
Yes, he was over the moon happy.
Lesson 2.4. Short story 2.4.2. Rob.
There was one boy. His name was Rob. He was 9 years old. He went to school. He was a very clever boy. He liked learning languages.
One day he wanted to learn English because he was not English. He was Japanese. He decided to learn English. He bought a lot of English grammar books. He started learning English from grammar.
He learned a lot of English words. He memorized words, but he couldn't learn very well.
He wanted to learn it deep.
That's why he went to a language school. But in the language school, they taught English in Japanese language. After 1 year, he still couldn't speak English. He went to school every day.
What did they teach him?
More textbooks. More word lists.
But after 1 year, he couldn't speak English.
Then he started listening.
He listened to English every day.
After only 1 year, his speaking improved.
He didn't believe it. He was happy.
Then he could speak English better than before.
He continued to listen to English. He listened to English every day. Day by day, he spoke better and better.
He understood that listening was a powerful way to learn any language. Then he knew a right way. After that, he decided to learn another language.
By this method, he learned many languages.
He was very happy. He was over the moon.